Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today, Dollar General made an offer worth more than $9 billion to buy one of its rivals, Family Dollar Stores. But like so many potential relationships, it's complicated. There is already another suitor on the scene. Just 3 weeks ago, Dollar Tree made a bid for Family Dollar. So where will the buck stop? Sorry, I had to. Joining us to help explain what's going on is NPR senior business editor Marilyn Giewak. She's with us from Washington. Marilyn, what is happening here? What set all of these marriage proposals into motion?
Now, I know you think this is all about those dollar stores, but actually, if you step back, Jeremy, and look at what's really happening here, this is a lot about Walmart, actually. Mm. Oddly enough, Walmart built this reputation for decades, really, of building these very, very large stores with low prices, but they're kind of out in the suburbs, and it's a big box. You've got to drive out there. A lot of people have kind of gotten tired of that. Consumer surveys show that they're just not so crazy about those vast acres of parking lots and all the miles of aisles. So there's some problems at Walmart. They've had six straight quarters where their same store sales have lagged. They haven't really advanced at all in a year and a half. So there's this thought out there that maybe these dollar stores are actually better positioned to compete against Walmart. And if you, instead of having three companies competing against each other, all trying to divide up that little dollar segment of the market, if you could combine a couple of them, they would have more pricing pressure and they could drive down some of their wholesale costs to the way Walmart has, that it's just so much buying power in such a big chain that if you can combine these dollar stores, you'd have maybe just one big competitor to really go against Walmart for the least expensive merchandise.
Well, let's talk about who exactly these players are, because I bet for many of our listeners, Dollar Tree, Family Dollar, and Dollar General, can't tell the difference between any of them.
Yeah, it does start to run together because of that word dollar in all of them, but there are real differences. Family Dollar Store, that's the object of our desire. Think of it that way. We all want family. So does everybody else. So they're based in North Carolina, and they have a lot of urban locations. These are fairly small stores, like 8,000 square feet, and they're in good positions, but they've been weakened a bit lately. Their sales mix wasn't quite right. They tried raising some prices. It didn't quite work out. So Dollar Tree last month came in and said, hey, we're based in Virginia. We're a little bit different. Maybe we'll add to the family tree. We'll put the two together. And that sounded like a pretty good idea initially, but the general comes over the hill with their troops. Dollar General is coming in, and they're from Tennessee. And it's by far the biggest of these three companies. And the Dollar General is trying to marshal their troops to take over, and they want this family, the Family Dollar Store, as part of their big thing. And they think it would be a good combination because they feel like they could put it together. They have Dollar General tends to be a little bit more rural. Family Dollar tends to be a little bit more urban. So if you put them together, you'd have this huge chain that would go, pretty much coast to coast. And they think that would give them a lot of buying power to push on those suppliers and to get the wholesale prices down enough that they can, really, really challenge on prices against Walmart.
And the general is going after Family Dollar with about $9.7 billion and Dollar Tree going after Family Dollar with a little less than $9 billion. So we'll have to see where this ends up, where the buck stops. Marilyn Giewak, NPR senior business editor, thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome.